Scott Fulton is an experienced biotechnology entrepreneur who has taught in the program since 2011. And your company, Biosystems Development, was the winner of the very first Governor's Business Plan competition in 2004. I believe it was acquired in 2011 by Agilent.
Yes.
And with that experience in mind, what do you think Wisconsin needs to do to create 21st century biotechnology companies?
It's an interesting question. I moved to Madison. I went to MIT and spent the first 20 plus years of my career in the Boston area. So very familiar with the Boston entrepreneurial environment. And moved to Madison in 2001. So roughly the time the biotech program, the master's in biotech program was getting started. And when I moved here, although I have been involved before then in quite a few startup companies, I finally had an idea that, and the ability to take the plunge and become a CEO and actually start my own company. And so I was doing that in the Madison biotech environment as it was in the early 2000s. There were a lot of resources available even back then, but it's been really interesting to watch the development of this industry in Wisconsin, especially in Madison, over that 15-year time period. It has really matured quite a bit, and we've had many, many success stories. We've had also, I think, a very healthy thing. We've had companies that have tried and failed, and then the people have picked up and dusted off and gone on and done the next one. 15 years ago, the biggest challenge was to find people to work in the industry. There were many, many technical people coming out of the university, but people with actual business commercialization and manufacturing experience were very rare around here, and it was because there were so few biotech companies around, it was hard to bring in experienced talent, because if that company didn't make it, what were you going to do? You move your family to Madison, great place to live, but what's the next opportunity going to be? Now it's a very, very different environment. We have an entire range of companies, from big global multinational companies of all sorts, high-impact venture-funded companies like Exact Sciences, plus a whole host of startup companies, some of whom have gone on to become very successful, stable businesses long-term in the biotech field. And it also crosses a pretty broad range of the field. We have a big strength here in life science tools, you know, kind of the picks and shovels that scientists use. That's always been something Madison has been extraordinarily strong at. But we now have a really thriving diagnostic industry. We've also, I think in Wisconsin, less so in Madison, maybe more in Milwaukee, but we have a tremendous medical device industry, you know, kind of anchored by GE Healthcare and the imaging industry, but lots of other things going on there as well. We now also, more recently, we're now becoming a real powerhouse in biotech manufacturing, actually making proteins on a GMP scale, and, you know, doing the kind of things that were talked about in North Carolina. A lot of that's happening here, so we have major contract manufacturers. And then we're really poised for the, you know, the next wave of medicine, which is regenerative medicine. You know, a lot of that science came out of here. A lot of entrepreneurial activity initially on the tools side, but also now Fujifilm making a huge investment by acquiring CDI, acquiring some other startups along the way as well, coming out of the university and building a big facility here in Verona. So a lot of stuff going on, and a lot of it has come with tremendous support from the university, from the state, and also from the local community. One thing, as a CEO, you need to have world-class intellectual property attorneys, lawyers, accountants, people who actually understand the field that you're in, and we now have that here in the life science space. some of the best IP attorneys I've worked with have not come out of the big law firms in Boston. They've been right here in Madison. So a lot of stuff. And I would say the gaps right now really center around funding in particular. It is difficult for Madison companies. I think Exact Sciences is a somewhat exceptional case, and since you were a transplant in a way, it's difficult to bring large-scale coastal VC money here, although it can be done. I think a bigger gap for Wisconsin is that many of the best business opportunities that we generate, even in the life science space, are I would call medium impact companies. They are very successful businesses, or can be. They can be big wins for their investors, but they don't need $20, $30 million of venture capital money to succeed, and they can't take that amount of money. Raising $1 to $5 million, which is what you might need, is incredibly difficult. And my current company, Solara, is facing that, as are a lot of other companies. I don't know what the university or the state or anybody can do about that. It's something that gets talked about a lot, with like the Wisconsin Technology Council and you know, BioForward, and you know, it's a common struggle. But other than that, I would say this is a really thriving industry around here. It's been amazing to watch it develop as the biotech Masters in Biotech program has developed. And actually the contributions from a lot of the students coming out of the program. A lot of them have been the leaders in this. It's been really, really fun to watch.
So you've also, Scott, had a chance to mentor a lot of
people. Yep, that's probably the most enjoyable work thing I do. It's really a lot of fun.
And